Here he is, a philosopher, a writer, a comedian, a man who plays a golf ball the size of hail, the host of Fake But True, Tim Bedore. Well, thank you very much. Once again this year, my alma mater, the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point, did not ask me to give the commencement address at their graduation ceremony.
No.
Neither did any other university, junior college, or technical institute. Huh. If even a beauty college or bartending school had called, I would have been willing. Yet again this year, nothing. I did receive an invitation from the Minneapolis School of Massage and Bodywork, but when I showed up, they were not interested in me making a speech to their student body, but rather in my hiring one of their students to practice Rolfing my body. Yet undeterred, I am now here to give our nation's graduates the commencement address I annually prepare and no specific university has asked me to deliver.
All right.
Chancellor, insert real name here, distinguished faculty, board of trustees, and most importantly, graduates of the class of 2005. As I look out on your smiling, energetic faces, I have high expectations for your futures, but know not all of you can change the world. In fact, from the look of it, I am not sure some of you can make change or toast. Being here today brings back fond memories of my own years in college and a philosophy final where an entire semester grade was determined by an essay question which asked, is the glass half full? And I simply wrote, yes, but of the wrong thing. And I got an A. Uh-huh. So what is the value of a college education? A college education should give you enough common sense to know you can't sell life insurance with a spider tattooed on your face. And yet, as I look out on the class of 2005, I see many of you will not be living off commissions. Life is hard and your path will not be easy, but never give in to frustration. There is a Tibetan saying, even if you have failed at something 9 times, you have still given it effort 9 times. And this is a very productive way to look at life, unless you're a surgeon. Or an air traffic controller, or structural engineer, or my accountant, or, well, now I think we know why Tibet is a Stone Age country with bad plumbing. Okay, anyway, kids.
Good point.
Many commencement addresses are filled with high-flying rhetoric about the possibilities of the human spirit, which will be beaten out of you once you start working for the man.
Amen.
If you're lucky, you'll find full-time employment as a slave to the system, a system run by nerds, turds, and immoral nimrods. Management sucks, kids. Prepare to be very unimpressed. Yet I guarantee you will have a happy life if you get joy from your job, even though the odds are you will not believe how many times you'll actually want to murder a coworker. So don't look to find happiness in your work. Look to find happiness in your family and get them to help you buy rental property. For the true value of a man's wealth, the true value of a man's wealth is determined not by what he has in the bank, by what he will one day inherit from his family and then put in the bank and use to buy more rental property.
Yeah.
And never forget the story of the farmer who had a chicken and another chicken that was a little odd looking, but he was sure it was a chicken. It behaved like a chicken. It was pecking away like other chickens. So he treated it like a chicken until someone who was knowledgeable in these things said to the farmer, that's no chicken. That's an eagle. And this knowledgeable man took the strange-looking chicken and climbed the mountain and said, you are an eagle. Fly, eagle, fly. And the strange-looking chicken spread its wings and lifted off and soared and flew away into the distance. So I say to the class of 2005, rise to become eagles, not chickens. Unless, of course, you actually are an odd-looking chicken. And after you're done tumbling down the mountain, become some supposedly knowledgeable man, toss you off a cliff. Once you recover, start laying eggs. Lots of them. Because while it might be fun to be an eagle, there's lots of money to be made in eggs. And rental property. From Minneapolis, Minnesota, where the introverts stare at their shoes and the extroverts stare at your shoes, I'm Tim Bedore on the Bob and Tom Radio Network.
You've heard words to remember, words for young and old to hear, words of our national heritage, words Tim Bedore said on the radio.